Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, Head Pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message.
We wait for you.
Listen carefully. The Bible said that because they were not glad for the abundance of things that God gave them, the Bible said because of that they shall be handed over to their enemies. Enemies stronger than them, just for the sake that they were not glad. So anytime you enter into church, regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what the experiences are outside, you remember that your gladness must be up. You might be down outside, but not down inside here. May everywhere you look see a blessing. May everywhere you turn see a blessing. I declare that your day shall be heaven on earth. I declare that your rising is a bless. Your down sitting is a bless. Your lying down is a bless. The labor of your hand is a bless. Your family around you is a bless. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Your expectation will grant you a release. I declare, your down sitting is a bless. Your uprising is a bless. Your path is a bless. The blessed shall call you blessed.
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter number 1, verses number 23 to 25 in the King James. Then we'll read the message. And I want you to pay attention. Listen. 1 Peter 1, 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord, 1 Peter 1, 22 to 25, and the message is joined, not amplified message. It says, let's start from the 22, where it gives an instruction. It says, now that you have cleaned up your lives by following the truth, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Your new life is not like your old life. I'm going to take it again. Your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperms. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think. Today what we are going to do is to practice it. We are going to think. He says, just think. Just think. Just think. Color. A life conceived by God himself. That's why the prophet said, the old life is a grass life. Its beauty as short-lived as wildflowers. Grass dries up. Flowers droop. God's word goes on and on forever. Ladies and gentlemen, our new life is not like the old. No matter what you have heard, your new life is not like the old. You are seated on something that is glorious. You are a carrier of something that is powerful. You are seated on a life that can endure anything at all. No complaint, no murmuring. You are a man that is carrying power.
I declare over your life, your new life now is not like the old. You may have failed, but this new life does not guarantee failure. Receive it. Today I'm laying the foundation for the blessing. It is an error for a child of God to be under a curse. It is an error for you to be empowered to fail. No matter the environment, no matter the one who is against you, it is not permitted. Because the Bible said, your new life is not like the old. I prophesy over your life. Where others fall, the new life shall bring you out. I said, where others give up, the new life shall give you an advantage. Where others fall, the new life shall give you an advantage. I am a carrier of the new life. It is not like the old. The old is born out of mortal sperm, but the new is born out of the living word. Just think an instruction. Just think what a life that is conceived by God will be like. I came to waken you up. You think God can be cursed? Why do you think you can be cursed? You think God can start something and not finish? The Bible said he sent his word, and the word does not return to him void. The word accomplishes what it was sent. I declare to you, you are a word release. You are living epistles. You are able ministers. You are ambassadors of Christ. I prophesy your emergence. I declare over your life that the new has come. The old is gone. The blessing for the believer is not a labor. He is born into it. I want you to hear. I'm starting August with this so that your belief system will change. We are born blessed. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God that lives and abides forever. Now, I'm going to give you some statistics. In the natural, who is giving birth to you? Where you are giving birth to? And when you are giving birth, affect the joy that comes with your birth. When Job went through trouble, he said, curse is the man that received me when I was born and told my mother that a man child is born. He said, cursed is the day I was born. In the natural, who is giving birth to you makes the birth unique. All birth is good. All children are good. But some are born to suffering based on who is giving birth to them. Some are born in places, imagine to be born in Haiti, where they believe that Satan is their God and the land is like that. Imagine if you will survive. Poverty is written all over. No wonder some people, even when they want to give birth, change locations. Some travel far, risk their life so that they can give birth in places where the environment is better. Sometimes when you are born, it's very critical. Our fathers who were born 1500, they never knew internet, Bluetooth. They don't know wireless. They don't know what is called Google. They don't know search engine Google. They don't know Facebook Live. Not because they are not good, but the time they were born. So time, when, where, and who is giving birth affects the one born. Having said this is natural, I'm going to top it up. This is just natural. But even within the natural, there are classifications of birth. Some are born royals. When you are born a royal, there are some things you don't think about. Where you will school, what you will eat, you don't think about it. Imagine the British monarchy. The British monarchy, crown estate alone, crown estate, property owned by the state is over $8 billion. You are born into it. Will you look for a house? The land is yours. What house are you going to look for? I said this one. They have private places built for them by their parents. Your kingdom is higher than any of them here. Our king is the king of kings. He owns the ends of the earth. The heavens and the earth belongs to him. I said you are born blessed. I said you are born blessed. I said you are born blessed. Until you change this thing here and stop behaving like a beggar and stop behaving like a weak man and know that you are born with heritage. There is history. The Bible said, I have been young, now I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor is sin begged for bread. We are born into privilege. You are born into privilege. Your protection is a privilege. Your provision is a privilege. Your health is a privilege. Your advantages, they are privileges. I am a royal, and I am born into royalty. We are born royals. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. The word of God has got characteristics by which the believer carries by being born. We are born into life. We are not looking for life. We are born into life. Jesus said that I am come that he may have life, and that he may have life in abundance. I like what the French Bible says. The French Bible says that I am come that he may have life and have abundance in life. I declare over your head and over your family and over your life that yeah, you are born to life. Your body is carrying life. There is life in your organs, life in your blood, life in your cells. You are a carrier of life. Shout, I am born to life. I have life enough to give some people some. The Bible says the believer is a life-giving spirit. We have got life to give, life to live, and some to give. I declare over your life, you are not dying anytime soon, because you are born to life. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. The Bible said this is the record and the witness that God has given, that if any man had the Son, he has life. Don't say the life was manifested. We have handled it, we have touched it. Of the word of life, you are a carrier of life. Nothing around you will die. Nothing around you will die. Your finances will be alive. Your character will be alive. Your marriage is alive. Your relationship alive. I prophesy over your life. Everything dead around you is coming to life. Receive life. Manifest life. Dominate life. Receive it. Receive it. But I am a carrier of life. Glory to God. I declare to you, regardless of where you are born, where you come from, you are born into life in Christ. Nothing is going to die around you. What you do, you shall be above only. Never beneath. Receive it. Declare, I am born blessed.
No man who is blessed, it didn't happen by chance. They felt something within. They tried. They pushed a little because the conviction was inside them. And today, I am a blessed man. I don't know about you. I am born blessed. They may not like it, they may fight it, but I am born blessed. They may complain, but I am born blessed. The citizens of UK, most of the time they complain. But whether they complain or not, their taxes will still pay. We are born blessed. I declare it does not matter. Let the earth be hard. Let the heavens be like brass. Yes, still, you will receive a blessing in the land of the living. Because you are born blessed. You are born blessed. Two, I am born with power. We are not looking for power. The Bible says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come. When the Holy Ghost comes, power has come. Who said you can't do it? Who said it cannot be done? Hear me now. You are born with power. You are a carrier of power. No ability. No ability is withheld from you. Wisdom is there. Favor is there. Understanding is there. Counsel is there. That is the way you are born. Don't let anybody deceive you any day. I made a choice. Don't say I don't carry power. Don't talk like the others. They said they are giants. We are grasshoppers. Who told them? Who told them? The Bible says a serpent did that. But when God speaks and you hear, you are born with power, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. As the Holy Ghost comes, is it in your heart? Then what do you carry? In the morning, what do you carry? In the afternoon, what do you carry? In the midst of trials, what do you carry? On the sick bed, what do you carry? I am a carrier of power. Behold, I give unto you power. Tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, not through dreams, not through spells, not through men, shall by no means. And no means means no means. I believe the Bible.
I am nothing but the Bible. I am nothing at all but the Bible. I don't know what doctors say. I have no time for them. The Bible said, behold, I give you power. I have received power. I have same passage. I declare over your life, you are a carrier of power. Same passage in pregnancy. Same passage in marriage. Same passage in your business. Receive it. Never say I can't. It is against scripture. Say he can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say you are blessed. And say you are virtuous. Say you are observant. You see, people talk anyhow. But when you learn it, I am a carrier of power. What I say comes to pass. What you say comes to pass. You are a prophet over your own life. Do you know that your own problem and your own solution? Learn to speak well. You are a carrier of power. I am born with power. Power that comes with the Holy Ghost. Power that comes in the name. I am a carrier. I'm born with power. Maybe I look at myself, I don't feel it, but I know how to talk. He said, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things on earth, beings under the earth.
So Sydney Quay, we'll be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube, at Shekinah Avenue. Continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, tap your chest 3 times. Tell yourself, I am born with power. You don't need to go on a mountaintop. Thank God we wait on the Lord. We are on a chair and all that, we do that. But that is not what produces the power. The power is released by that exercise, because the power is already within. But as you yield to the attitude of fast and prayer, the power flows. And I declare that by the years of fasting and by the years of prayers, let power flow from your body into your work, into your home, over your children, over your relationship. I like what the Bible said. It said Christ is the heir of all things. Hebrews 1, 2 and 3. It said by him God created all things, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. Point number 3. Not only are we born into life, not only are we born with power. Ladies and gentlemen, we are born reconciled. When you got born again, everything with God was corrected. I like the way Colossians says it. Colossians 1, 22 and 23. It says, he has presented you holy, unblameable, unreprovable to himself in the sight of God. I like what Ephesians said. Ephesians said that he will present you to himself without spot and wrinkle. You don't have a problem with God. Stop thinking. Somebody lost a contact. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we are born reconciled. Our being born again reconciled us. There is no accusation anywhere that can be lifted against your life. No accusation. No strife around your destiny. No confrontation around your destiny. It has been silenced by reconciliation, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the death on the cross. You are holy, unreprovable, unblameable all the days of your life. We are born reconciled. We are born righteous. We are born having right standing with God. Our prayers are always answered. When you know you are righteous, anytime you hit on your knees, you know the Bible said the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes available tremendous power, which is dynamic in its operation. Whenever we pray, power is made available. That is the kind of man you are. You are made righteous. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You are born righteous. The Bible said the righteous shall flourish. The righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The righteous, their horns shall be exalted. Because when a man is born righteous, he said he shall see his desire even on his enemies. I am born righteous. I am born righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him that knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Lift your hand for a minute and thank him. Put your back down by your side. Glory to God. We are born righteous. I am born righteous. The righteous cry and the Lord hears them. Shouts of joy and rejoicing shall be heard in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand is lifted. If you turn to me, the Almighty, I will cause you to lay go like sand. Your beast shall kenne matabaya. I am born righteous, for Christ is the end of the law, the righteousness. For the righteousness which is of faith shall be kept after this wise. Look at me, I declare to you, you don't need anybody to go up to heaven to bring Christ down. You don't need anybody to go to hell to bring him up. Romans 10 says, hey, what shall we say? The word is nigh thee, it is in thy mouth, even in thy heart. The word of faith which we preach, I declare to you now, not tomorrow, now. You are dominating over your family, dominating over your area, dominating in your career, dominating in your home. You are dominated by righteousness. The righteous, they are as bold as a lion. I have all the scriptures on righteousness in my mind and in my heart, because this is my heritage. I am an able minister of the New Testament. Shall not the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory? I declare to you, know who you are, born righteous. He said the righteous shall never be oppressed, terror shall be far from them. He said the effect of righteousness shall be peace and quietness. No trouble around my territory. You, who dare you? No confusion around my territory. When you go home and you see people around you trying anything, tell them, don't try, brother, don't try. When you curse me, God is the one who will curse you. I stop doing it again, because I realize, he said, I will curse them that curse you. I, God, I will take a stand for you. When you are not even there, like Miriam and Aaron, I will show up there, and I will warn them, and I will judge them for your sake. The Bible said, they shall gather together against you, but they shall not stand. For whosoever shall gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. That is a righteous man. I declare over your life, starting today, you are born righteous. Anywhere born of the enemy will go down. Any man that rises against you shall be humbled. We qualify for what others don't qualify for. What we have not labored for, we are born for it. And I'm going to take it again. This is how we are born. This is the way we are born. That is the way we are born. We are born deserving undeserved favor. That is what it means to be born again. Graced. You didn't apply, but they gave it to you. You applied, but they gave you beyond what you wanted. That is the way we are born. It might look like you are selling us into Egypt, but you are pushing us towards the throne. We are born graced. It might look like we are in prison, but it is for a short while. Within that prison, we will meet somebody that will carry the noise of our gift. We are born grace. We don't know how, but when we cast our net on the right side, we catch a net breaking harvest. We don't know how. When we sow in the same land, we reap a hundredfold. We are born graced. I am born graced. Hit your chest 3 times. Tell yourself 7 times. You are born graced. Halamotaya. That is how we are born. That is what we are. Aya deli masabata. You might lock the city, but they will carry us over the wall. Maderia ma paradiso. You might put us in prison, but the prison gates will open. Yeah, de katabaya. You might lock us in prison, but by the morning, without an opening of the prison gates, we will be standing outside. We are born grace. Don't think like an unbeliever who has not qualified for grace. You know what Paul said? Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, all my laboring, I labored more than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. He said, I, Paul, I was sanctified and called by his grace from my mother's womb. He calculated all his mistakes into God's grace. Everything he learned, he said, was part of the education of grace. I declare over your life, this is how you are born. You are born with unprecedented happiness around you. All the children might die, but like Moses, you will escape, even if it's a basket. We are born grace. The same things others are given 2 for, you'll be given 5 for. Where others go and the doors are shut, you will go and they'll open it and ask you to sit and open another one in addition. We are born grace. It doesn't matter what anybody does. Peter said, he said, don't you know you have been called to inherit a blessing? He said, if you know this, then he says, if you know this, then learn how to talk. Don't use insult for insult, cursing for cursing. No. But he said, as a man of God, learn how to speak. Knowing that when you speak with that deception in your mouth, you will receive life and good days all the days of your life. Every Sunday, we will make confessions. Declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, I make my confession that I am born blessed. Say, I am born blessed. I am born into life. Any ministration of death around my destiny by the life of God, I command it to change in the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare, I am born with power. I have power to become. I have power to do. I have power to prevail. In the name of Jesus, declare, I have power to do. I have power to become. And I have power to prevail. I declare in my life what I will become. I will become by the power of God. I will prevail in the midst of troubles. I will prevail in the fire, in the river. I will prevail. I am born with power. Say, I am born reconciled. I have no issue with any man. The heaven and the earth has recorded concerning my life that I have been reconciled to God and to all things, because I am in God. With my right hand, left hand, I make my declaration. No accusation, no enchantment, no divination. I have been reconciled, and I declare today in the name of Jesus, I have no spiritual problem. Say, I have no spiritual problem. I have been reconciled. I have no spiritual issue. I have been reconciled. I am complete in Him. That is the head of all principalities and all powers. I declare by the word of God, I have been reconciled. So in the name of Jesus, I am born righteous. There shall be no begging in my house. I can never be forsaken. I can never be overpowered. My provisions are assured. My protection is assured. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am born righteous. I declare I grow. I grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I grow like Christ. I will never be stopped. My additions, my multiplications cannot stop. I increase 1,000-fold in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I assess my birthright. I have been born into the blessing, and today I confess, I am a man that is greatly graced, for of his fullness I will receive grace for grace. I declare today, I have grace for grace. No challenge is bigger than me. No blessing is bigger than me. I have grace for grace. No advantage is bigger than me. Grace for grace. That is where we are ending today. I want you to believe like you are crazy. Believe things that no man can give to you. Dream about things that no man can hand over to you. So that when God hands it over to you, you can lift your hands and say, thank you, Father. Receive grace for grace. Talk to God now. Grace for any assignment. Grace for any troubled relationship. You want to become an MP? You want to become a lawyer, a minister? You want to be a preacher, a prophet? Lift your hands and receive grace for grace. You want to marry? Receive grace for grace. You want to overcome an addiction? Receive grace for grace. Do you need to complete some goals at the office? Grace for grace. Do you need healing in your body? Grace for grace. Do you need to move your company? Grace for grace. Talk to God. Receive it now. Manifest it. We give you an unfair advantage. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon. Then he said to Gideon, "O mighty man of valor, go in this thy strength." You don't need any top up. Go in this thy strength, and you shall save Israel as one man. He didn't need 300 men. All he needed was himself. He realized it at the latter part. So he declared and said, "Say the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. I declare over your life today, the way you are, go. And as you go, may doors open. And as doors open, may they continuously remain open. Go in this your strength. As a born again believer, let that shop work. Let that marriage work. Let that school work. Let that ministry work. Let that project work. Let those children show up. Go in this your strength. What failed will not fail again. What was stolen is restored. I stand in the mandate of the word of God and by the authority over the year, which is the year of the blessing. And I declare, wherever you go starting now, may people you don't know from anywhere, may they show up with a blessing. Be so blessed that you become a blessing. Can I hear a celebration shout of praise?
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Remain blessed.